Blog Talk Radio.
What up? How's everybody out there doing today? I want to welcome everybody out there to Soar Every Day, man. Today is the Seminole State Trojans Weekly Recap with Coach Rob Tazine. He's the pitching coach of Seminole State Trojans. What's up, Rob? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. PD, how about you?
I'm doing well, man. Word on the street, man. You guys have been on the road, man. 5 straight games out there in Arkansas. How has that been?
Yeah, we were on the road Thursday through Saturday night, got in around midnight this morning. Three-game road series against a conference opponent, opened it up this year. We went 3-0, so pretty productive weekend overall.
Oh, man, that's what's up right there. And that's going to make it 9 in a row, man, and that's 3 in conference play right there. So, actually, how was it being in Arkansas, first and foremost, man?
It was a business trip. Didn't really get to see the town or the state or anything. We went there to do a job, and, we succeeded in the job, so that makes the bus ride and the trip overall a lot more enjoyable and successful for us.
Yeah, man, I hear you on that, man. But what y'all eat? What y'all eat? Did y'all get y'all grub on?
Coach Mack likes to hook us up a little bit. We had some, what we have, Dickie? We had
Logan Steakhouse.
That's right. We had some Logan Steakhouse.
Some Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little Mickey D's in the morning, get the guys ready for the game, a little breakfast. But you know how Coach Mack does. He hooks us up pretty well.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up, man. Go down there, eat good, play good. And game one, you guys down there, man, against Arkansas Baptist, you guys went out there and won 10-6. So kind of walk us through that first game down there, man. You guys got down there and got off the bus, got warmed up, and what did you guys pretty much know you had it in the bag, or how did that pretty much go?
Well, when you're wearing that S on your chest like we got with Seminole, we always expect to win, but you can't underestimate any opponent because anyone that steps on the field with us wants to beat us. But Tucker Elliott gave us a great start, striking out 11 in 6 innings, only allowing 2 runs. Tanner Lawrence going the last 3 innings to give us the win. And a couple guys came up big. Catcher Archer Brookman had 3 hits on the day. So, we had everything going, defense, pitching, and hitting. All led to a good first win in conference.
Okay, so it just seems like everything seems to go your way down there game one, man. 10-6. That's what I'm saying. Seminole State Trojan taking over. And then going into game two, you guys won 10-5. Kind of walk us through that one, man. You guys was up in the series 1-0. And like you said, you guys had the S on your chest. Was that after Logan Steakhouse? Or was that before?
That was before, I think. Was it before, Dick? Yeah, I think that was before. I think that was before, had to do something to get Logan's. A little different game, too, though, because, in junior college ball, you have a doubleheader. The first game is a 7-inning game. So this game was only 7 innings. And, Robert Briley started that game for us, went 4 innings, struck out 6. Threw pretty well, and then sophomore Casey Bryan, committed to Southeastern Oklahoma, came in for the last 2.2 and shut him down.
Mm.
Little Braden Rodden, our 5-foot-nothing third baseman, going yard in the day. So, again, man, offense, defense, and pitching led to another win for us.
Oh, okay, man. That's what's up, man. It seems like you guys are finally coming inside of your own right now, man. So, personally, man, it just seems like how is the team coming along and getting along?
It's going good. Guys are playing for each other. They're buying into the team approach at the plate. Guys are laying bunts down. We're stealing bags, working gap to gap. Guys on the mound have bought into the throwing strikes, trying to pitch to weak contact early, and not trying to be too perfect, and it's led to a lot more strikeouts and a lot less walks for the staff and a lot more hits at the plate.
Okay, man. That's where you guys win them games, man. Up there at the plate, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to win them two strikeouts. I know you guys at the beginning of the season, you guys were working on the two strike approach and things like that. And you, for you personally, Mr. Rob, I know you're a young guy, coaching and everything. So how are you coping with everything, with you guys' success, and how are you trying to keep it going?
Well, you know, I mean, we're never satisfied. 9 games is a good achievement, but that doesn't mean anything going into the game we got against Western on Tuesday. You know, they don't care that we've won 9 in a row. They're going to come out there and try to beat us. So it doesn't matter what we do. We just got to stay hungry and keep doing what we're doing to keep this success rolling.
Okay. So just pretty much just keeping your mind focused and, you know, the tunnel vision. Just keeping it. What can I say? Your head on the prize.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys finished. Now, go ahead, man.
Oh, man, I was just going to say that everyone on this team wants a national championship. You know, that's where our eyes are set, and we ain't going to be happy until we achieve that.
I know, that's right, man. And that's what I like to hear right there, man. You hear what I'm saying? These guys said they got national championship on their mind, and that goes into winning the 9th game, which was the 3rd game against Arkansas Baptist College, man. You guys finished out the sweep 7-1, in which left-handed pitcher Kevin Dickey went in and struck out 14 batters. This dude has struck out 35 batters up over the season, man. This dude is doing his thing. Let me say what's up to Mr. Kevin Dickey. How's it going, man?
What up? What's up, Pete?
Nothing much, man. How's that arm feeling?
Oh, it's a little sore today, but, you know, I'll be ready for this weekend.
I know that's right, man. So kind of walk us through that game. What was you listening to before the game to go out there and strike out 14 like that?
Same mindset every time. Just go out there and want to establish the fastball early and, you know, work off the batter's swings, what I've learned in the past from pitching, you know. Got a great pitching coach out here that's kind of helped me along the way. Of, you know, how to set up batters and how to finish them off. So I just stick to that.
Okay, and then coming from the left side, too, do you feel like you have that as an advantage?
Oh, for sure. I mean, everybody knows it's a special gift and basically a cheat, so I like to use that to my advantage as well.
I know, that's right, man. Who's your favorite pitcher growing up?
To be honest with you, I didn't really watch a lot of sports, but if I had to really pick one, it'd probably be Nolan Ryan. I just like that grittiness he has in him.
Okay, all-time Texas great right there. So if you can mimic one person, would it be Nolan Ryan too as well? Who you feel like your game is? How you feel like your game is?
For sure.
Ah, man, you ain't got nothing on Nolan Ryan, man.
Come on, man. You better come catch
me. I'm just playing, bro. So what's some personal goals that you got set for yourself this year?
You know, just trying to get that bag, hopefully, you know, reach next level and hopefully beyond. Love to play this sport for a long time.
Okay, I feel you, man. If you could pick one team that you can play for in the MLB, who would it be?
It'd have to be, you know, where I'm from, Texas Rangers, of course.
Already, Globe Life Park, man. You trying to go up there and represent. I feel you.
Yes, sir. That was where I was born in Paris, or well, Dallas, actually. I got care flighted from Paris, where I'm from, to Dallas. I didn't enjoy that a lot. Folks get to see me, stuff like that. It'd be nice.
Yeah, man. I feel you on that, man. It's always good, man. And I used to play under Mike Leach here at Texas Tech, and Mike Leach used to always say, whenever your family will come, visit you and things like that, say they'll love you, but they'll love you even more if you win. You know what I mean? So, Mr. Dickey, man, I want to say congratulations on your weekend, man. You won game three, man, 7-1, 14 strikeouts. I want to wish you nothing but the best of luck, and you keep your head up and strive nothing for greatness and continue to soar, all right?
I appreciate that. We'll catch you later, though.
Alrighty, Mr. Dickey. Mr. Tazine.
What's up, Petey?
Alrighty, man. It's been my pleasure, man. Kind of let the people know what's going on next week for the Seminole Trojans.
Yeah, man. We got an away game Tuesday against Western Oklahoma State. That's in Altus, Oklahoma. We got a nine-inning and a seven-inning nine-inning varsity and then a seven-inning JV. And then Thursday, we pick conference back up. At home in Seminole against Rose State, 1 9-inning game Thursday. And then Saturday, we're at Rose State for the doubleheader, a 7-inning and 9-inning. And that Saturday is going to be your next chance to catch Kevin Dickey on that bump. So you can come check him out, see how he's like Nolan Ryan.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear right there. And let them know how they can follow you, Mr. Tazine.
You can always follow us on our Twitter at SSC Baseball, or is it SSC Trojan Baseball? You caught me off guard there, Petey. Let me pull it up. But we do live live scoring on Game Changer, so you can follow Seminole State Trojans Baseball on Game Changer. That's going to be your live updates throughout the game. We'll give you some pre-game information, a little post-game information, final scores, stuff like that. But your best bet to follow live is going to be on that Game Changer app, Seminole State Trojan Baseball.
All righty. I hope you guys got it right there. Well, all right, Mr. Tazine, it's been my pleasure. Hope you guys nothing but the best of luck next week, and you guys have a great night, man.
You too. Appreciate you having us, Petey.
All right, it's my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, there was Mr. Tazine right there, coach, the pitcher coach for the Seminole State Trojans, man. These guys are on a nine-game winning streak. These guys are starting right now to get their groove. You know what they say about Stella, how she got her groove back. But they started out with two wins and ended up losing the next three, and now here they are, nine games with a winning streak. So shout out to them, man. Hopefully next week the guys continue their winning streak, and you guys, no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And I just got through eating some chicken, and so now it's time for me to finish eating me some chicken, get my devotion in, and get ready to go to sleep. Hope you guys have a great next of the week. Is Motivational Monday, and some people say motivation isn't needed, but they say neither is bathing, but it's recommended twice a day. So be yourself, stay true to yourself, because everybody else is taken. Do what you love and love what you do. Peace. And love. And I'm out.